Hey guys, welcome back to the Saints TV YouTube channel. Welcome to the round 10 match preview. We take on Fremantle, Saturday night football, 7:30 PM Marvel Stadium. We go into it with a record of 3 wins and 6 losses off the back of a very, very average performance against Hawthorn last weekend when we lost by 5 points. Fremantle, on the other hand, are 5 wins, 4 losses. They are currently in 9th position, coming off a pretty much 50-point loss at home to Sydney, although I'm not looking into that game too much. Obviously, they had some very emotional circumstances, and prior to that, they had a couple of pretty comfortable wins. So I'm not going to be reading too much into last week's performance. They've won 2 of their last 5. We've won 1 of our last 5 with a run of now 1 loss. To the Hawks, prior to that was a pretty comfortable win against North Melbourne, but that's to be expected. Is our season done already? I don't know. I don't really care. I just want to win this game. And I'm actually shocked to see that we are favourites. I think maybe the Marvel factor probably comes into play there. Although the Dockers have had a pretty good record against us in the most recent sort of games. They smashed us at Marvel. I remember that game in 2022. They beat us by 41. In the second half, they went absolutely berserk. Prior to that, we've had a couple of close games. We beat them by 10 points in 2022 earlier that year. I think that's when Max King and Jack Higgins went off the chain and won us the game pretty much. And then round 1 last year, we can't forget the return of Ross Lyon. We beat them by 15 points, late run, and we got the first win of the year, which kickstarted a pretty good year last year. So in this game, geez, I mean, ins and outs, that'll be out tomorrow night. So I'm not really too sure. I think Paddy Dow, you'd think it's a look in. Caminiti had a very big day, 3 goals, 5. Lance Collard again. We need some speed. We don't have Butler. We don't have Jack Higgins. I'd love to see him be the sub. I don't think Ben Patton should be a sub. And I don't really think we need him in the back line. Although Liam Stocker didn't train yesterday. So I wonder if Ben Patton just takes Liam Stocker's spot if he's not playing. Jack Hayes didn't train. I swear to God, if he's an out this week, I mean, geez, like, things just, yeah, it's just not working out. If that's the case, and Fremantle have a very strong midfield. You know, that's, we looked at how we struggled against Hawthorn. We struggle against pretty much every midfield unless we're just really, really honest. And they've got Caleb Sarong going through there, who's in phenomenal form. He is averaging 33 disposals a game. They've got Andy Brayshaw, who's a gun. Hayden Young's looking really, really good. Jordan Clark, James Aish, a lot of really honest, good running midfielders. Two-way running midfielders. Obviously, they've got Darcy and Jackson. So Ryan Marshall's going to have his hands full, and obviously Nat Fyfe, who's resting a bit more forward these days, but still, it's Nat Fyfe, very, very dangerous player. And obviously in the backs, the big, big one there is Luke Ryan, who is averaging 25 disposals per game and around, what is it, 8-9 marks per game. So that's going to be a job for the forwards, you know, Max King, Tim Membry. Even Michito Owens, when he plays down there, we're going to have to be keeping a lot of their talls honest. They are a tall team, Fremantle. So that's why I think bringing in a couple of running type players like Paddy Dow, I don't know if Hunter Clark's ready to go again, and Lance Collard, I'd love to see that. I think we need to be aggressive in this game. We've been questioned, you know, and rightly so. We look defensive. We don't know how to kick goals. I just love to see a little shift in mentality, because I feel like since round 2 against Collingwood, where we really did go for a lot of risky plays, and sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't, we played on the front foot, and we took the game on, and 7 times out of 10, 6 times out of 10, it'd come off, and we'd score. So we haven't done that since, and it's weird, because I thought round 2 would be a template. It's like, that works, let's keep doing that. We did that against Collingwood, and it worked. You know, we beat them at their own game. So I'd love to go back to that a little bit and get the crowd up and about early. We haven't started a game well. I can't remember the last time we started a game well. Essendon? I can't remember. I feel like in every first quarter I'm posting the score and we're a goal or two or three down and it's sluggish, but we're not out of the game, but we're not playing our best, but the opposition hasn't put us to the sword yet. And it's just all around frustrating. I don't think Fremantle, they're not naturally a very high scoring team. So a neutral looking at this game will think, geez, I'm not watching that, which is fair enough. But I think that means that we're a big chance in this game. Fremantle don't put together huge scores. They do against lesser teams, like most teams do. But on average, they don't kick a massive score. Like let's look at their run of games, recent games, and see what they scored. So they scored 39 last week, 103, 95, 68, 63. So we're no different, 79, 64, 72, 103, 53. So pretty much you'd say on average, you know, goal for goal, both teams are pretty similar. They've got a very good defensive unit. But just what I said before, their hard-running midfield is a big, big problem. And if we don't take advantage of, you know, if we don't see Max King rip this game apart, if we don't see the midfield just really stick at it all game, like the back line, I have no problem. Their forward line's okay. They've got some good tools down there. Like Jackson will rotate down there. Darcy will go down there. They've got some good players there that could definitely hurt us if we give them the time and space. You know, Josh Tracy's, I think, averaging 2 goals a week. And obviously they've got Tabana. They've got Jai Amos, who's a good young kid. But they don't have that out-and-out gun. Like, you know, Rory Lobb tore us a new one a couple of years ago. I remember that game. He just went berserk in the second half. So they don't have that. So I think, but they're just a very honest team across the board. You know, they're very similar to us. They don't have that absolute superstar, like, across every line, but just a very honest team that play their way, stick to their guns, tackle, you know, they just do all the basics really, really well. So we're just going to be really honest and really switched on in this game. And if we take any part of the form that we've had in the last couple of weeks into this game, it's going to be a very, very tough watch. And I dare say it's got another close game written all over it, and I'm sick of it. I want to win a game comfortably. You know, we've had five or six games under 10 points. This game has got that written all over it. It doesn't have a blowout on either side for me. Like, I don't see Fremantle ripping us apart and kicking a massive score to the point where we can't win. And I don't see us ripping Fremantle apart simply because we haven't done that to any half-decent team all season. You know, even, what is it, North a couple of weeks ago, 38 points. You know, Carlton, Geelong, Sydney, you see what they do to these sort of teams, like a North Melbourne. They put them to the sword. We don't do that. So this is going to take, I think, a lot of brain power for us to break the shackles of what we're so used to this year and to try and find that identity again of really what is Saints footy. What's the type of, what do we want to identify as? What's our style? You know, we haven't really put our style on games this year. We've kind of just gone through the motions in a lot of games. We've had moments here and there, but we haven't really come out and gone bang, 4 quarters, that's Saints footy. And I'm not saying we have to win every quarter by 4 goals and dominate. We just, there might be a quarter there where Fremantle outscore us by 1 goal, but if we're playing our way and we're sticking to our guns, I'll back that. But I just don't want to see us come out lethargic, slow, and wait for Fremantle to throw the first few punches, to really wake up. Because that's how it's been this year, to be quite frank. We have just been asleep for most of the games until something's just gone up and given us a backhander across the chops and said, hey, wake up, play some Saints footy, and get going. And the season's slipping away, 3-6. I mean, some people say it's season over already. If we lose this, it is season over. If we win this and it's 4-6 and we've got Melbourne the next week, who knows what the hell can happen. It's a long season, but we cannot lose this game. And we've just got to find form sooner or later. We haven't played a good game of football in a month or so. So I wouldn't say I'm nervous about this game. I'm expecting a response. I really do. I don't know if I'm expecting a response. I want to see a response. I want to see us just be confident, believe that we can win this game. I just feel like we go into games and we're questioning things. I don't know why, because I feel like off the back of last year, you should be trusting your teammates. So I want us to trust each other, go out there. Hopefully there's a decent crowd on Saturday night. I'd love to see at least 20,000. You know, it's Fremantle, so they're not going to bring a huge amount of supporters to the game. But if we can get numbers there like we did against North, surprisingly we were at 27 in that game. Surely we can get around 20, 25 in this game. Yeah, and hopefully we'll see a good performance. But the ins and outs will be interesting. But I'd just love to see a bit more of our running game. I don't think we've seen it in 4 or 5 games. You know, break the game open. Let's get some excitement going at Marvel. Get the crowd up and about. Start well and then go from there. So comment your thoughts, Saners. Let me know what you're expecting, what you're hoping, how you're feeling. Put in the comments. Like the video as well. Subscribe. And I'll see you after the game for my match review. And hopefully we'll be talking about a win. So until next time, Saners, take care. And as always, go you Mighty Saners. See you guys.